Hi again, Medical Education Podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor-in-chief of the journal, coming to you today from another gloomy one, unfortunately, in Vancouver, where I have been sitting in the same home office for far too many months now. But nonetheless, I'm going to shine a little light on your days by giving you the opportunity to listen to Brandon Huffman, who is a hematology-oncology fellow at the Dana-Farber Clinic in Boston. And he has a paper coming out in the February 2021 issue with a number of colleagues entitled Resident Impression Management with Feedback Conversations, a Qualitative Study. Brandon, this is a busy time of life for you as you complete your fellowship. And I know you said you moved only 5 months ago in a very strange pandemic time, but I appreciate, despite all that, you finding the time to chat with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
It's really a pleasure. This is a topic that I'm quite personally interested in. And so I was very engaged by your paper and look forward to hearing some of the highlights anyway from your own words. And I guess where I want to start is what got you involved in this topic in the first place. You've just recently completed your residency, and so I presume there's some personal lived experience that might be relevant, but what got you focused on impression management?
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to talk about that. So as you mentioned, I am currently living in Boston for Hem-Onc Fellowship, but this project started when I was an internal medicine resident at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I had a mentor-mentee relationship with the paper's senior author, Adam Sawatsky. And when we met when I was an intern, he really focused on developing me as a clinician and what it meant to be a doctor, which is where a lot of his work has come in with professional identity formation. And as the years progressed, we would always go back and forth talking about my experience as a resident, how things could improve. And toward the final years of residency, we were talking about an interesting finding that he had found some of the residents talking about in his previous studies, where residents had said, you just have to fake it till you make it. And we were talking about that and why residents actually have to say that. What was it that residents say, oh, well, I have to fake it, or is there a reason behind that? And as a resident at the time, I felt like it actually rang quite true. In particular, when I would sit down with a supervisor, an evaluator, a clinician that I was working with in clinic or working with in the hospital, and sitting down to have that conversation, that feedback session of what went well, what didn't go well this week, and how I felt. And so he suggested, you know, hey, I've been your mentor for this long. Let's try and ask some questions. And around the same time, I was actually reading a book called Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, completely separate clinically. I just was reading this book and it talked about admitting uncertainty and leaning into your vulnerability. And so I was having a really hard time. And I thought, well, maybe there's something with that, this process of trying to fake it, you know, we don't really want to admit uncertainty. And it was just a tension that I felt. And so that is actually what led me down the path of looking into this particular context of feedback conversations. And I know that as I had that experience and talked to Adam about it, I dug into the literature a little bit more and recognizing that learning conversations, feedback conversations are becoming a more productive way of supervisors and learners interacting to develop as future clinicians. And so I thought that this is the perfect opportunity. You know, I feel this tension. I know that my colleagues feel this tension. What is it about that situation residents are feeling that make them navigate in certain directions? And how do they deal with uncertainty at that time?
I want to push a little bit harder on that fake it till you make it phrase that you used. That's something that can have positive or negative connotations depending on how it's expressed. And I was just wondering about the tension that you described. Did it feel to you or to what you're hearing from your colleagues as it was dominantly problematic tension or a tension that was encouraging growth in some ways?
Yeah. So personally, I felt like faking it was more in a reality of hiding uncertainty and appearing competent, which for me was helpful in that I found in particular from own anecdotal experience that there were certain experiences that I felt more comfortable saying, I am really unsure about this diagnostic dilemma, et cetera. Whereas there were other instances where I, you know, got to the final conclusion and stated, this is what I think is going on, and appearing confident and seemingly competent, even though the process that I got to that point, I probably couldn't have delineated further in all aspects. And so that's, I think, where faking it till you make it can be a little bit deleterious in my own personal experience. And so when we had the conversation around that resident's thought, well, we wanted to see, well, are there other residents that feel the same way when they feel uncertain in a feedback conversation? What do you think went well? What do you think didn't go well that you could grow on? How do residents respond in that particular setting? What's their perception of that conversation that could lead them to a path of growth or otherwise?
And is that how Goffman talks about impression management as well, that it's dominantly a phrase used to describe people who are covering things up?
So Goffman proposes that people are performers. They enter into the presence of others seeking to kind of understand the situation and what is expected of them. And then they use that information to act in a manner that induces a predictable response from that audience. And so in this situation, we're thinking that the learner is the actor, the resident physicians are the actors, and the audience is their supervisor, whoever is participating in the feedback conversation with them. And there is this aspect that Goffman talks about of the people being on the front stage. That's what's visible to the audience. And what we were thinking is that is probably consistent with what Goffman is saying, is that residents choose to perform in the front stage, particularly as they perceive their ability to admit uncertainty and express vulnerability. And depending on how they're perceiving their audience, then they will be able to move forward and grow as physicians.
Well, and that growth and a couple of things that you've already said is very reminiscent, obviously, of Carol Dweck's work, and you use her work in the paper. And I think that piece that sometimes we're performance-oriented and sometimes we're mastery-oriented is very well established, both within medical education and from the psychology world. What I'd love to get you talking about more is the contextual factors you identified that seem to push people one direction or the other in terms of when they felt scrutinized or what led them to prioritize performing rather than learning.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Early on when we were interviewing residents, there was a clear theme. We didn't start thinking that Dweck's work was going to be a key component, but it seemed that based on the contextual factors, just like you were saying, residents would adopt a certain mindset, a growth mindset that is more focused on becoming a better physician versus a more fixed mindset, which would be more focused on their performance, their evaluation. And what we found was when residents were talking about those particular instances, they would also talk about certain contextual factors that would drive them or make them feel more comfortable in settling into a certain mindset. So for instance, in the growth mindset, residents said, I'm always learning. I'm always trying to get better. It's always helpful to know I'm on the right track. And the reason within a feedback conversation, they felt more comfortable to take in that mindset when they had a trusting relationship with their supervisor. And some of them talked about kind of this longitudinal experience that helped them develop that trust. But there were other factors as well that kind of were beyond the scope of the paper that we didn't quite get into in full detail. But what they overall noticed and mentioned time and time again were that when they trusted their supervisor or the assessor, the evaluator, they were more likely to undergo this internal growth mindset. They were more likely to adopt that mindset. And then outwardly, when they were managing the impression of their audience, they would feel more comfortable admitting their weaknesses and admitting uncertainty within whatever context that the feedback conversation was occurring. So that's with the growth mindset. And then there was a separate mindset that they would describe that with a fixed mindset where they were focused on evaluations and how they were longstanding. They felt like they didn't want to appear inferior. Am I bad at this? And what they found was that if the feedback conversation had consequence or the sense of higher stakes, then they were less likely really to admit uncertainty. So we found that there's this connection that residents are feeling based on the context in which their conversation is occurring. They would develop a certain mindset and then admit uncertainty externally on the front stage. Now, interestingly, in Dr. Dweck's work, she identifies that there are kind of these discrete entities, growth and fixed mindsets. But what we've actually found were residents were describing that they would easily shift back and forth to incorporating a growth and a fixed mindset. And so I thought that was a fluid back and forth, which was really interesting and somewhat surprising to see that that is occurring. And it makes me wonder about the implications of this finding moving forward.
That's actually very much what I want to ask about next. And I'll make this my last question to start to wrap up. But are you able to see in your experience now as a fellow or in your senior experience as a resident what the implications are from these findings in terms of how you would encourage faculty or mentors of any kind to take steps to try to help students stay longer in the right space in terms of their mindset rather than quickly jumping to the performance side of things?
Yeah, it seems like growth mindset is the right mindset to be promoting in medical education. It seems like it's important for learning and being able to admit uncertainty is very helpful. You know, when residents feel, when learners feel that they're constantly being assessed, which every resident that we interviewed feels like they're always on, they feel like their assessments are always high stakes. And that's not new. We know that from the work that's already been done. But what does that mean for the overall assessments in postgraduate medical education? Is there some sort of external person that can be identified that you can enter into feedback conversations that have no stakes at all, and it's purely for this assessment for learning rather than an assessment of learning with high stakes consequences, completely separating the two? That's one possibility. I think where we're going is the helpful role of someone like a coach who can really support you and develop this trusting longitudinal relationship, which I think emulating the characteristics that we found to have residents adopt a more growth-oriented mindset will help them grow as physicians in the future.
That's fantastic advice, and I suspect there are some implications in here too for how we counsel trainees in terms of how they might engage with their faculty to sort of play their role in that relationship building. And we won't have a lot of time to get into that, but I'll just leave it as food for thought for those who want to pick up the paper and get more of the details. You'll find it under the title Resident Impression Management Within Feedback Conversations, a Qualitative Study, and it's in the February 2021 issue of Medical Education. Brenda, thank you very much for taking the time and sharing your insights, and hope that this work is going to continue as you continue your own training journey.
Of course. Thank you so much again for having me.